Hi, everyone, and welcome inside the Steelers indoor practice facility. I'm Missy Matthews. This, of course, is Bob Labriola, and we have a new web series that we're starting for you. It's called 2013 Steelers by Position.
Yeah, Missy, what we're going to do right now is take a look at where the Steelers are as we speak. You know, the Steelers never very big players in free agency. The first wave of free agency is over. There still might be a little bit of action, but we're going to take a look at the team by position heading in to the Steelers' main source of talent acquisition, the NFL draft.
Up first, offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line, you know, the Steelers have spent a lot of premium picks on the offensive line of late, and, you know, there was some coming and going, you know, so far this offseason. Max Starks is still an unrestricted free agent. Ramon Foster was re-signed. I think that was a pretty important thing. Willie Colon was released. His release will be effective June 1st. There's some salary cap ramifications there. The Steelers decided to take advantage of that. In addition, I mentioned Max Starks remains an unrestricted free agent, as does Doug Ligurski. So not a whole lot of action, Missy, along the offensive line, but you know, there are going to be some changes on that unit in the roster.
Do you think keeping Ramon Foster is because of his versatility, what he's shown over the years of how he can play pretty much anywhere you need him to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ramon Foster plays both guards. He can also line up for you at right tackle. He could probably, in an emergency, play some left tackle for you. Certainly, that would not be an optimum situation. But, you know, with Willie Colon landing on injured reserve in each of the last three seasons, Ramon Foster being a dependable and versatile player, plus cheaper, and the Steelers did have some salary cap woes heading into this offseason, the decision was made to try and keep him, and the fact that the Steelers were able to keep him, I think, is a plus so far in their offseason.
Guys from last year's team who are still in limbo, Max Starks and Doug Ligurski, do you see either of them possibly returning to the 2013 Steelers?
Yeah, I think that it's a possibility that both could come back. I think that by far the most likely of the returnees would be Doug Ligurski. You know, Max Starks as a starter capable left tackle in the NFL, you know, might command some bigger money, but if it's not there for Max, once the draft is over, once teams start getting ready for training camp, I could see him coming back to the Steelers on a one-year deal. I know that's probably not what he would like to do, but hey, if you're the Steelers and you can get Max Starks on a one-year veteran minimum contract, why not?
Last year in the draft, the Steelers loaded up on offensive linemen, so there's kind of this new young core who's there, the David DeCastro, Mike Adams, Kelvin Beachum. Thoughts on them and what they'll be contributing this season?
Yeah, you know, Missy, four of the Steelers' last six premium draft picks, first and second rounders, have gone, have been spent on offensive linemen, and it's time for these guys to assert their ability and take control of this unit. And the four I'm talking about are Marquise Pouncey, already a Pro Bowl player, but then also Marcus Gilbert, David DeCastro, and Mike Adams. These guys have to be starters all together in 2013, starters from the first day. They have to play well. They have to play at a championship contending level, and they have to stay healthy. You know, the Steelers addressed this unit, as I mentioned, with some premium draft picks recently, and now it's time for these guys to play and to be reliable and dependable. So it has the potential to be a dominant unit. But again, these guys have to stay healthy and play up to the ability that they had that made them such high draft picks.
Obviously, the offensive line and the run game go hand in hand. So kind of looking back at 2012, what did you like from the Steelers' run game when the offensive line was kind of really clicking and there was a set group of guys there?
Yeah, to me, Missy, though, that is the key. I mean, when you look at the best teams across the NFL, I mean, a lot of the teams had five-man units, offensive linemen, start most of the games, if not all of them. I mean, the Houston Texans, their front five started 16 games. The Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson had that great year. They started 15 games as a five-man unit. The Steelers went through at least a half a dozen different combinations, and that prevents the kind of cohesion and the feel that you need between the front line and whichever running back it happens to be, and also the running backs. One guy never emerged to carry the load on a consistent basis. basis, week in and week out. So what you need is some consistency of not just performance, but also of personnel. And I think that, you know, when you have the, we were talking about those four young premium pick offensive linemen, when those four guys are on the field together, I think you really have something. They have the athletic ability. They're a little bit nasty. I think they all want to be great, and really none of them have accomplished anything yet, so there should be a lot of hunger there. I like the group as long as they can stay healthy.
Like you said, the musical chairs with the O-line, maybe it contributed to some of Ben's sacks. Maybe it didn't. Ben was also injured, missed three games. But do you think there's room for an improvement? Do you think it was just a case of you had young guys filling in, there were a lot of injuries?
Yeah, that's some of it. But also, you know, talking to Jack Bicknell Jr., the Steelers' new offensive line coach, one of the things that he wants to establish with this group is the attitude that no matter what happens, we got to keep Ben clean. If that means hold and take a penalty, hold and take a penalty. You know, I'm not saying that there wasn't that attitude necessarily previously, but I don't think it was there enough on a consistent basis. And because you had the personnel changing all the time, guys never really got a feel for working with each other and next to each other in that endeavor, keeping Ben healthy. So, you know, I think that as we get into the second year of this Todd Haley offense, everyone is going to benefit from the familiarity of it, and the protection of Ben Roethlisberger should be one of those things that improves.
All right, Labs. Well, that's the look at your offensive line. Coming up next episode, we'll look at the defensive line. For Bob Labriola, I'm Missy Matthews. Thanks for joining us.